Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The FDNY Fire Museum rolled out plans for a new coronavirus exhibit which honors frontline workers. And Sonia Rincon says the museum wants to hear from you if you have any stories to share.
Then my heart will lie peaceful and calm.
From a second floor window of the New York City Fire Museum on Spring Street, Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell recreated his performances from his Upper West Side window this past spring, in which he thanked the essential workers like those in the FDNY who were keeping the city safe and saving lives.
Firefighter, an emergency worker, and emergency technician and person in New York who helped get us all through this scorned and covered.
The museum is looking to turn personal tributes into an exhibit called Unmasking Our Heroes.
So today we're here to ask you, the general public, to help us build that exhibit by sharing your expressions of gratitude, especially if you had firsthand experience with the FDNY during the pandemic.
Gary Urbanowitz is the museum's executive director, who says they want to hear those stories, see video and pictures, and help preserve the city's unique experience with its fire department. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Soho.